Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on this wonderful silsila, The Ideal Muslim. And today's topic is one which is quite sensitive, but it needs to be discussed. And we need to be open about it and educate ourselves so that we don't find ourselves in many of the problems that people are facing today. Before I continue into what our topic is for today's discussion, and I do hope you're going to stay tuned right to the end, please make good intentions. As the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now. That I'm listening, I'm watching this silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that, to act upon that, and to teach others as well. Take out your books and your pens, take some notes as well, because many things we will forget, but if we wrote them down, we can always refer to that, inshallah azza wa jal. As it's stated in the proverb, ink is the best memory. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that capture knowledge by writing it down, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are countless of benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned with reference to the famous book called Al-Qawlul Badi' that Sayyiduna Abul Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He states that one day I was on a journey and I got lost. In that journey I couldn't find my way. I was lost and suddenly I see a person who approaches me and he says, follow me, I will guide you. I did as was asked and I thought to myself that this person must be Khidr alayhi salam. So I asked his name and he replied, I am Khidr, subhanallah. There was another personality, another sublime person with him. And I asked, who is he? And he says, he is Nabi Ilyas alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. I then said, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. Have you both seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They said, yes. I asked, please tell me, inform me of some hadith that you have heard from the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. If you do this, I can narrate it to others as well and inform them. They replied that they heard the holiest and the noblest Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam state, the heart of one who recites salat and durood upon me is purified and cleansed from hypocrisy. From hypocrisy, as clothing or cloth is purified with water. Furthermore, they say that whoever recites sallallahu ala Muhammad, 70 doors of mercy are opened for that person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Shouldn't we also recite abundant amounts of durood-e-pak and salawat? If we truly want these benefits, these blessings and these bounties, that our hearts must become purified from nifaq and from hypocrisy, and those doors of mercy opened for us, then let us recite together inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the topic of discussion for today is regarding the relationship between spouses, between husband and wife. The following statement is indeed true, that the ultimate expression of love is marriage, is nikah. And marriage in Islam, if it is followed according to the Islamic values and Islamic teachings, it offers tranquility to the soul and peace to the mind, so that a man and woman, they may live together in an atmosphere and environment of love, mercy, harmony, cooperation, mutual advice and tolerance, and they can lay the foundation for raising a Muslim family in a nurturing and healthy environment. This is what marriage is all about, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. The glorious Quran, it describes this union, this relationship in very beautiful and eloquent terms. And this natural relationship between the man and woman, the wife and the husband, Allahu Akbar, it should be filled with tranquility, with mercy, with security, with love, with understanding and compassion. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the glorious Quran, Surah 30, verse 21, and among His signs is this, that He created for you spouses from among yourselves, that you may live in tranquility with them, and He has put love and mercy between your hearts. Verily in that are signs for those who reflect. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you and I as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are so fortunate. Truly we are fortunate. Because we have the glorious Quran, which is our guidebook, our book of guidance. And we have the blessed life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a guide and a practical example for you and I, not leaving out any aspect of life, even the relationship between husband and wife. Islam has declared whom to be the best of people, the best human, the best man, who, listen carefully, it is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the famous book Tirmidhi Sharif, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the best is he who is better to his wife, and I am better than all of you for my wife. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Islam is the greatest champion and the champion of the protection of the rights of people, of individuals, even of animals as well. Islam offers each individual their rights, and if these are fulfilled, then there is an environment of harmony, of serenity, of tranquility, of peace as well. It is Islam actually that has stated the rights of Islamic sisters and advised our Islamic brothers to treat them well. It is Islam which has declared the relationship between man and woman, that is husband and wife, through a marriage to be nisful iman. That's correct. This marriage, this nikah, is half of iman. It is Islam which has declared the person who is best, that person who treats his wife in the best manner. Islam indeed arrived as a great blessing to remove, to eradicate oppression, zulm and injustice, and to promote the fulfillment and fulfilling of each other's rights. Don't we want the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? Of course we do. Each person, each Muslim desires and wants the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So shouldn't we show mercy to others? Remember that husband of yours, or for the husband, that wife of yours, is also a servant of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is also a human being, and mercy must be shown to that spouse as well. We are taught in Islam not to be hard-hearted, to be merciful, compassionate, and affectionate to each other. The glorious Quran in Surah An-Nisa, verse 19, mentions, and deal with them kindly. Allahu Akbar. And if a person does have that hard-heartedness and is too strict, too severe with their spouse, that hard-heartedness can be removed. One of the best ways is to inculcate and to instill khawf and fear of the punishments of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, listen carefully, that a hard-hearted person is very far from the mercy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. We want that mercy. We are desirous of Allah Azza wa Jal being merciful upon us. Let us not be hard-hearted. Let us use the best of words for each other, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Showing kindness to your spouse, showing mercy, compassion and affection has many blessings. Allahu Akbar. And some of those virtues of treating your spouse, because your spouse is one of your relatives. So in general, treating your relatives in a kind manner has many benefits. And in this case, specifically your spouse as well. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Faqih Abu Al-Lays Samarqandi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that there are certain very special virtues with regards to the treatment of relatives in a kind manner. And he says that this brings about the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It brings about the pleasure of the people, the other family members, and it pleases and delights the malaika. It delights the angels. It earns you the praise from the believers and the Muslim. It increases one's age. It brings blessings and barakah in sustenance. And we're all looking for that. Many people are complaining, I don't have that barakah and blessings in my salary, in my income, in my sustenance. Are we treating our spouses? This goes for either one, whether husband or wife. Are we treating them in a fair, a just, a kind manner? If not, perhaps this is one of the reasons that I'm not seeing that barakah and those blessings in my sustenance and rizq. Because one of the virtues of the kind treatment towards relatives and your spouse is that that person will have barakah and blessings in his sustenance. Also, it pleases not only the living, but it pleases the deceased forefathers who are Muslims and have passed away. It makes them happy as well. It fosters harmony between the husband and the wife. It increases reward after one's demise, because people, they remember that person who was kind in a good manner. They make dua for that person. They send isal thawab. They transfer good deeds and rewards to that person even after they pass away. And also, it upsets Satan. Yes. Satan, the cursed and humiliated one. He is aduwwum mubeen. He is the open enemy. He doesn't want this, that you must treat your spouse in a kind manner. He doesn't want that harmony, that friendship, that love, compassion and affection to be there. His sole job, his duty, his job is to take maximum of people with him to Jahannam. May Allah protect us and our families and our spouses and our children against the fire of hell. But the reality is shaitan, Satan is working day and night. He doesn't go on holiday. He doesn't have tea breaks or any other break. He doesn't become sick. He's working all the time around the clock to create friction between husband and wife as well. It is mentioned furthermore that on the day of judgment, three types of people will be under the arsh. Because remember, on the day of judgment, that sun, right now it's millions and millions of kilometers or light years away from us. But on that day, it will be 1.25 miles above the head. Some people, according to their sins, will be drowning in their own perspiration. There will be no shade at all, except for the arsh the mighty throne of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And three people will be under these fortunate people. Imagine, don't we also want to be under there? Of course. And one of those people is the person who treats his relatives with kindness. He will be under the shade of the Arsh of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming to the concept of huququl ibad, we know huququllah are the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Those things which are compulsory for us to establish in our lives, like salah, zakah, hajj, fasting in Ramadan, fulfilling each other's rights, also is part of huququl ibad, that is, the fulfilling of the rights of each other. Yes, parents have rights, children have rights, husband and wife, they have rights over each other. The neighbors have rights as well, those who are near and those who are far. Now, when a person is ignorant of what are my rights and responsibilities, ask yourself, whether you are a husband out there or a wife out there, ask yourself, what has Islam told me is my rights and my responsibilities? Have I learnt it? Did I understand? Am I implementing it? Am I practicing upon that? Am I fulfilling the rights of my husband or wife? Am I fulfilling my duties and my responsibilities? If not, what happens? Rights are then violated. They are not fulfilled. This leads to friction between the husband and the wife, between the spouses, and can even lead to a breakdown in that marriage. Misunderstandings, we know, it always occurs, whether you are in the workplace, or with your friends, with your family, and between spouses as well. Misunderstandings are going to be there. But how do we handle this? Discuss the problems, whatever it can be, big or small, minor or major. Discuss it in a civilized, in a disciplined manner, and in private as well. Don't do this in front of the kids. If kids are around, don't do this. What happens is, it psychologically affects the mental condition of the children. And don't make them take sides. Because if the mother, if the wife tells or encourages the child to take her side, it will harm or hurt the father. And this isn't against, this is actually against the Islamic teachings and rulings. And if the father influences the children to take his side, then they will ultimately hurt and harm the mother. And this too is not allowed in Islam. Therefore, in private, in a good way, in a good manner, we must try to solve the problem. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has a department called Ta'awizat al-Tariyah. And many people who have domestic disputes and problems and issues with their spouses, with their children, or any other kind of problem, whether physical or spiritual as well, they go to the Ta'awizat al-Tariyah stalls, and you can find one near you or even online for your convenience as well. And in this regard, regarding domestic disputes, try to write this down inshallah azawajal and practice upon it. Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us, when there is a domestic dispute between spouses, husband and wife, then recite the following wazifa or incantation 20 times while sitting on the bed before sleeping. So before sleeping, while sitting on the bed, recite this 20 times with one time Durood Sharif or Salat ala Nabi before and after. That wazifa is Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti Ya Mani'u Ya Mu'ti. This must be recited 20 times while sitting on your bed before sleeping, once through the park, before and after, inshallah azza wa jal, the dispute will be resolved. This must be continued until that problem is resolved, inshallah azza wa jal. Also, there's a beautiful risala, a booklet, which is available from Maktabatul Madina or via dawoodislami.net called Instant Reconciliation. Many beautiful madani pearls to help family members or spouses to reconcile. Remember, when you're having a dispute, that your target must be the problem. Tackle the problem, not the person. And in that mode, when the person is angry, now is the time to truly control yourself. In fact, divert that. Yes, anger is something natural, but if it comes out in the wrong way or wrong things are done, the repercussions are not very good. Remember, try to divert it into something productive. Don't physically or verbally or psychologically abuse the spouse. In this regard, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, has authored some beautiful risalas and booklets. One is called Cure to Anger, and the other is Sweet Words. Obtain them from Maktabatul Madina, the publications department of Dawud Islami, or download it for free online via dawudislami.net. When you are angry, as a husband or wife, control the tongue. Because in anger, many things are said or many things are done that later we regret. But we can't change it. What has happened, it has happened. Remember that your spouse, again I say, is also a servant of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, is also a human being with feelings, with emotions. If you are angry and you are standing, sit down, go and drink some water, make wudu, because the heat of that anger, you can feel it in your body, you can feel it in your neck, in your face as well. And this is a great opportunity for shaitan, for Satan, to inflame this fire of anger. And he wants that, because all he wants to do is to separate that husband and wife. He wants to create those frictions, or he wants to make them even worse. He wants them to argue all the time, so it leads in the breakdown of the marriage. Because think about this, your community, your society is made up of families, correct? It's made up of families. So Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, he targets this, and he targets especially the relationship between husband and wife. He knows if he breaks them, if there's kids, the kids also get psychologically affected. They start losing respect for their mother or for their father. The relationship between the husband and the wife becomes sour. It affects other family members. Because when you marry, and that person you are marrying is not somebody who is just there without any family. That person has a background. That person has some kind of education. Comes from a family, parents, siblings, other family members. They come from that background as well. So shaitan knows by breaking this harmonious relationship, he breaks many families and extended families as well. And children, their minds get messed up. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our marriages, our families, our children from the tricks and the plots of shaitan. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, furthermore, do not belittle and insult each other, especially in public. This is very disgracing, very humiliating as well. And this trust between each other, each spouse, it starts to shake, starts to break. What happens then? It causes many other kinds of problems. This leads to sometimes backbiting or thinking bad about your spouse. It may lead to oppression and cruelty as well. Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has authored a booklet, a risala called Aftermath of Cruelty. Obtain this also from Maktabatul Madina or download it for free from dawudislami.net. I want to quote to you a narration which is contained in this booklet, The Aftermath of Cruelty. Sayyiduna Muslim bin Hajjaj Ushairi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the famous Imam Muslim, has reported in his famous hadith collection, Sahih Muslim, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is penniless? In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asks that to his Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, who is penniless, who is poor? And the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, the blessed companions, they reply, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the poor person, the penniless person is one who does not have any money, does not have any assets. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, in my ummah, the poor person, the penniless person is one who will come on the day of judgment, who will appear on the day of judgment with his salah, with his fast, his zakah. But in the dunya, in the world, he would have abused somebody. He would have insulted and slandered somebody. He would have deceived somebody out of their money. He would have taken somebody's life. He would have hit somebody. So from his good deeds, on the day of judgment, that person whom he hurt in whichever way will seek compensation. He will pay with his good deeds. And if that line, that queue is still there, if there are still people whose rights he violated, whom he hurt and he abused, whether physically, verbally, psychologically, mentally, if his good deeds are finished, but still people are waiting for the haq, for their right, for justice, then their sins will be transferred onto his head. Their sins will be transferred into his account of that evil person, and he will then be thrown into Jahannam. He will then be thrown into hell. May Allah will protect us and give us that mindset of fulfilling each other's rights, and especially as spouses, husbands and wife. It's necessary for us to fulfill each other's rights if we want that relationship to be healthy, if we want that harmony and the peace to be there in our relationship and in our homes as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Spouses are actually each other's support and protection. The glorious Quran mentions,
هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ.
They are garments for you and you are garments for them. Allahu Akbar. A garment, what a beautiful example Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us. A garment, clothing. Remember something, both spouses, they are supposed to confide in each other in times of joy, in times of grief or sorrow. And a garment, your clothing, it shields you, it protects you against the elements. Therefore, you must protect each other from outside negative influences. So those so-called friendships that we have, whether it's the wife or the husband with friends out there, we need to think about this. Is that friend helping me to fulfill my right with my husband or my wife? Is that friend helping me on the journey towards paradise? Is that friend helping me towards the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or is that friend causing problems in my life? Ask ourselves this question. Because we're supposed to be focused on creating harmony between husband and wife, between each other, and also focus on the unity of the home and the family as well. So it's necessary for us to protect each other, to shield each other, to trust each other as well, and to keep each other's secrets. If secrets go out, it will cause a mess up in the relationship. Communication, effective communication is necessary as well. And a lack of this leads to huge problems. There is a parable, just something for us to think about. There's a husband and wife. They get into a major dispute, a major problem. And what happens is they stop talking with each other. They don't want to communicate. They don't want to talk to each other. So although even they sleep on the same bed, but there's a distance between them. They're not talking to each other. The husband writes a note and keeps it on the side of the bed of the wife that, wake me up at 5 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. I've got an important business appointment. The wife, she shakes her head, she folds the note and keeps it there. In the morning, the husband awakens, he looks at his watch, he looks at the clock, it's 10 o'clock. It's 10 a.m. He's 5 hours late. He wakes up quickly, remember, he's not talking to the wife, they're not talking to each other. He has a shower quickly, he goes down to have breakfast on the dining table, he sees a note there. It's written there, my dear, it is 5 o'clock, please wake up. Look at that. Because they're not talking to each other. What great problems does it lead to? And we're supposed to conceal each other's faults. It is mentioned in Sahih Muslim that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah." That whoever conceals the faults of another Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal who is Sattar, will conceal his faults on the day of judgment. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, very quickly, what can we do to build that relationship? Buy each other gifts. Even if it's something small, something little, it will create a big impact. It's a thought that counts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tahadu tahabu. Exchange gifts and your love will increase. Eat together. Eat together as there is barakah, there is blessings in this. Create a Madani environment at home. Create an Islamic environment at home. Amir Ahl Sunnah advises us daily, do a dars, which is a short lesson, 5 to 7 minutes only, from Faizani Sunnat or from any Rasail and from any booklet of Maktabatul Madina. For example, like, I want to rectify myself, the method of becoming pious, etc., Islamic manners, the path to piety. Read these books with your spouse and your family members. Inshallah Azawajal, slowly but surely that mindset will change. Because people, they don't change overnight. It takes time, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Spend quality time with each other. And for those who are having difficulties and problems, visit Ta'awizat-e At-Tariya. Visit professional counselors so that they can advise you on how to lead your life in accordance with Islamic teachings. And in conclusion, Dawat Islami offers many facilities, many platforms to help us to learn the Sunnah, to learn what are our rights and responsibilities. So I humbly appeal to you, to Islamic brothers, travel monthly on the Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami. Also, for Islamic sisters and Islamic brothers, attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami. Fill and practice upon the Madani in Aamat. This is a life changer. If you do it with the correct intentions, inshallah azawajal, we will learn all those things that we are supposed to fulfill as rights of each other, of husband and wife, and we will lead then harmonious, then happy and peaceful life, inshallah azawajal. Until next time, do join us on the next episode of this fantastic silsila, The Ideal Muslim. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.